soul to soul and spirit to spirit. Blessings. Be still now and listen. Can you hear the song of the bird this morning? Are you aware of the bird's song? If you are, it is because the bird has entered your consciousness. Are you aware of my voice? It is because my voice has entered your consciousness. Are you aware of the body you possess? It is because the body is in your consciousness. That which you are aware of is within your consciousness. Are you aware of the room in which you seem to dwell? The room is in your consciousness. And that automobile that just went by is in your consciousness. Are you aware of the town you live in? The town is in your consciousness. Are you aware of the planet on which you live? If you are, then the planet is in your consciousness. Are you aware of the Milky Way, the galaxy in which you dwell? Then the Milky Way, the entire galaxy, is in your consciousness. Are you aware of the universe? Universe one? Which is expanding every day? Then the entire universe is in your consciousness. Are you aware of other dimensions? Are you aware of a spiritual universe? Have you begun to penetrate the veil of sense perception? Have you had glimpses? Have you had a peek into my kingdom? Into the fourth dimension? Or perhaps the fifth dimension? Are you aware of the invisible realm? If you are, then the invisible spiritual kingdom is in your consciousness. Are you aware of the presence of God itself? Are you aware of the invisible Spirit of God? If you are, then the Spirit of God is in your consciousness. Consciousness is the temple of the living God, a temple not made with hands, which is eternal. And God is in its temple, which your consciousness is. How big is your consciousness? Your consciousness is infinite. Only infinity can have infinity dwelling in it. And you know that the Spirit of God is in your consciousness. And you know that God is infinite. The Spirit of God and your consciousness must be one. For there cannot be two infinities. There can only be one. If you are aware of the Spirit of God, the infinite presence itself, you have discovered your very own consciousness. For these two are one. I and the Father are one. And therefore you can know this about yourself. My consciousness and God are one. My consciousness is the living God. God is my consciousness. Whither can I flee from my consciousness? My consciousness is closer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. My consciousness will never leave me. How could I leave myself? How could myself leave me? To him that overcomes the sense perception of the universe, and comes into the awareness of consciousness, to him I give a stone, something permanent, upon which is written a new name. That name is consciousness. When you discover a new book filled with spiritual truth, and you resonate with that truth, be assured that truth is coming forth from within your consciousness. In your meditation, when you are still inside, when the senses are still, your awareness shifts from the senses to consciousness. And consciousness will always reveal itself in that moment when you are no longer dwelling in your senses. I have hidden manna means in your consciousness is hidden manna. Manna is that which sustains you each day. And within your consciousness is your manna for today. You must contact your consciousness. You must allow it to manifest. But now you understand this is not a personal consciousness. No person has a consciousness. There is one consciousness, and it is God. You must open out a way for your consciousness, the one consciousness, God consciousness, to reveal itself. And this is automatic when ye are still from the senses. Eyes closed, eyes open, makes no difference. When ye cease ye from the senses, consciousness discloses itself. If the senses are telling you that you lack, it's time to to smile at the senses, because they are lying. The senses are reporting a myth. Can infinite consciousness lack? Of course not. However, infinite consciousness will not manifest as your individual being unless you go within and invite it. Unless you create the opening through which consciousness can reveal itself. Consciousness is always available. It is you that must turn within. And the beauty is that consciousness knows exactly how to flow. And so we do not need to direct consciousness, but we do need to let consciousness direct us. You say you have no companion? Where is companionship? Supply is the invisible spiritual substance called consciousness appearing. Companionship is the invisible omnipresence of consciousness revealing itself. Whithersoever thou goest, I, consciousness, go. Only do not look out here for a companion. Look within your consciousness for that omnipresence, and it will appear in a way you know not of. As a thief in the night, it will appear. You say you are lacking health, life. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty from a sense existence. But you must turn within and know consciousness and spirit are one. And so be still and know that I, your consciousness, am spirit. I, your consciousness, am appearing as life. I, your consciousness, am eternal life, infinite eternal life. Your job out here, your investments, your profession, your talents, this is not your hidden manna. The invisible hidden manna, the spiritual substance of your consciousness, appears as your job, your investments, your income. Nothing out here is your supply. It flows the other way. Consciousness itself is your supply. No one out here is your companion. It is invisible omnipresence appearing as friend, companion. lover, partner, spouse, wife, husband, children, neighbors. And all the creatures walking the earth. This body you appear to live in is not your life. It is a sense perception, a sense life, really a senseless life. Cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Cease from man whose attention and focus is in his senses. He's not even to be accounted of. But invisible spiritual eternal life forms itself as infinite form and variety. How big is your real body? It is infinite. Your companionship, your supply, your life, these flow from consciousness. They are contained in consciousness. They are infinite, omnipresent, and eternal. Because consciousness is God. And there is no other God. There is no God up in the sky. There is no God in the past ancient history. There is no God going to come to you in the future. The only God there is your very own consciousness. That is why I, consciousness, and the Father are one. Let us stop trying to live a sense life. Let us stop looking out here with the senses for anything. Let us know the truth that will set us free for all time, for always. Consciousness is God. Consciousness is living me. Consciousness is all that I am. He who loses his life shall find it. That is, he who loses the sense life shall find consciousness. It is your consciousness, good pleasure, to manifest as you. Lay down your sense perception. come within. Rest back until you feel the movement of invisible consciousness. Come to the well of your consciousness, for I am here. I am infinite. I, your consciousness, I formed you. Accept your consciousness, build your house. You labor in vain that build it for yourself. Come within with eyes open. Come within with eyes closed. But come within. In contact, me, your consciousness. Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not known me? Have you been seeking in persons and places and things? Have you been seeking in temples and holy places and holy mountains and holy men? Have you been seeking in holy books? Do you not know all of these are contained within your consciousness? Why not go directly to the source? Why not turn within until you have made that contact with your very own God consciousness? And let it unfold. There's nothing wrong with enjoying a book that unfolds by first making contact within and watching as it appears without as a new book. There's nothing wrong with that. But do not seek to find me in a book. Seek to find me within, and I may appear as a book. But that is quite different, because you will know it is I, your consciousness. The goal is to live within your consciousness and to allow consciousness to live within you and as you. This is abiding in the vine and allowing my truth to abide in you. This is what is meant. Having the conscious awareness that you live and move and have your being in infinite consciousness, while at the same time being consciously aware that consciousness is living you. I live, yet not I, but consciousness is living me. This is the goal, so that you no longer have a personal sense of life, so that you have a sense of consciousness as life. This is the goal. We were told that consciousness is the most important word in the infinite way. And now we know why. But I say, consciousness is the most important experience you will ever have. It begins by knowing that consciousness is closer than your own breathing. And it deepens when you recognize that you're no longer going to live a limited sense life. And it deepens again when you begin to have these periods of resting back on an infinite sea of consciousness. And it becomes a living reality when once, twice, three times you become aware as consciousness fulfills itself where you are. It becomes a constant companion, a friend, a comforter, a presence that never leaves as you make this a way of living. It lifts you out of the grave of a personal sense, a man or woman who lives only in the senses. And it lifts you into the conscious awareness that consciousness, the Spirit of God, the Kingdom of Heaven, has come and is living and is pouring forth and is manifesting infinitely, individually, as your experience. It lifts you into the awareness that Christ consciousness is your identity. It lifts you out of the need to incarnate, because it dissolves the sense world. And you find yourself living in the kingdom here and now, the kingdom of God consciousness. There is no one and nowhere to incarnate. It will awaken you to the discovery that in the Garden of Eden, the journey is complete. God is living itself, as itself, everywhere. And God, consciousness, is living you. Begin to practice the truth that consciousness is the way. Put it into practice by turning within to that consciousness daily, hourly if you can. Keep consciousness before your vision. Throughout your day and night. Remember when you close your eyes at night that you are resting in your own God consciousness. If something appears to be good, remember only your consciousness is good or God. And if it is a permanent good that has come to you, know that it is your consciousness appearing as form. If you see something that appears to be bad or evil, know that it is a mental image being presented to your consciousness. And know that it has no consciousness in it. Therefore, it is lifeless, because consciousness is the life. And you can drop it and rest back and let consciousness disclose itself. Here is an appearance. I do not see what is really here. Consciousness revealed the truth. And if you are still, if you step out of those sense pictures, consciousness will indeed reveal itself, disclose itself. And once again, you will find yourself back in that garden called God consciousness within. Make this your way of life. Make this your way. Consciousness is the way. Come here often to the well of your consciousness. Drink deeply. For there is no limit. Your consciousness is limitless. Do not believe that you have to earn this. Consciousness was given before the foundation of the world. You already have it. It is only necessary to return again and again to the well of your consciousness. To keep that channel open, to keep that opening, to keep that contact, so that consciousness may always flow. Consciousness is always flowing, but when you turn within, you shift your awareness from a sense life to consciousness. And in shifting your awareness, you become aware of consciousness flowing. Consciousness becomes aware of consciousness. And when that happens, that which you are aware of is that which manifests. Keep before your spiritual eye the truth that consciousness is what I am. And consciousness and God are one. That which God is, consciousness is. And consciousness is infinite, omnipresent, and eternal. This is putting off the mortality of a sense existence and putting on the immortality of your very own God consciousness. This is forsaking all that you have for me, your consciousness. You really do have infinity. Consciousness has come that you might have life, and life more abundantly. Consciousness has come that you might have the conscious awareness of your infinite life. Yes, consciousness is the most important word you will ever come to realize. Consciousness is the way. Consciousness is the truth. Consciousness is the life. Consciousness is what I am. I am that I am consciousness. Son, thou art ever with me, and my infinite consciousness is thine. You have the secret. You have the secret to infinite being. You have the secret to eternal life. have the secret to omnipresence. The omnipotence of God maintains and sustains your consciousness eternally, forever. Omnipotence does not maintain and sustain a sense life. You know this. Omnipotence maintains and sustains its own image, consciousness. And consciousness is immortal. Lay down your sense life. Step into your consciousness on a daily basis, and you will find that life which God maintains and sustains forever. And that life is the only life that you have. You are going to learn that you are infinite, that you are eternal, that you are immortal, that you are omnipresent, that you have a consciousness that contains omniscience, and that you are maintained forever by the Father's omnipotence. You are going to find a new existence, a new name, and the name is consciousness. Well, 5 days from now, I will be in consciousness, appearing as California. And because there is only one God consciousness, all of you will be there with me. And we will practice stepping into this invisible God consciousness in our midst. Blessings to you who find your very own infinite, eternal, immortal God consciousness.